Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has taken another step to support access to clean water for Haiti citizens and continue the fight against cholera. The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID Water and Sanitation Project, supports the United States and Haiti's shared goal of expanding safe water and sanitation access to vulnerable communities, the most important battlefront in the eradication of cholera and other waterborne diseases. The USAID Water and Sanitation Project represents a $41.8 million investment aligned with the priorities of Haiti's Ministry of Public Health and the Water and Sanitation Directorate. It aims to improve the health of Haitians and to build on previous U.S. investments in Haiti. It is the start of a longer-term, more comprehensive approach to water sanitation and hygiene that will strengthen local and national Haitian institutions working in this sector. The project is part of the U.S. government's Global Water Strategy vision for a water-secure world. It aims to promote sustainable access around the world to safe drinking water and sanitation services, the adoption of key hygiene behaviors, and the strengthening of water sector governance, financing, and institutions. Haiti is designated a high-priority country under the United States Water for the World Act of 2014. That law, which reinforced and refined the implementation efforts of the Senator Paul Simon Water for the Poor Act of 2005, ensures that water, sanitation, and hygiene programming contribute to long-term sustainable results. This project will focus on increasing access to improved water and sanitation services, both in priority cholera hotspot communes identified in Haiti's National Midterm Plan for the Elimination of Cholera, and in communes recovering from natural disasters such as Hurricane Matthew. It will also engage the private sector in creating solutions for expanding access to water and sanitation services. The four-year project will be implemented by Development Alternatives Incorporated, an international non-governmental organization well known for providing technical and managerial support to social and economic development programs around the world. The United States is proud to work with its partner, the government of Haiti, to help provide the Haitian people with an essential for good health, safe and clean water.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.